WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here. Welcome back to Clean Girl Energy, Simple Living Affirmations. If you're anything like me, you've probably got a mental Rolodex of past wrongs just waiting to be revisited. Ever felt like your brain is a never-ending loop of, they should have said this? Or, I wish they hadn't done that? Trust me, I get it. Holding onto grudges can feel like this heavy backpack we carry around, weighing us down and making every step a struggle. But here's the thing, forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about liberating ourselves from its grip. It's about saying, okay, that happened, but I choose not to let it define me anymore. And believe me, choosing freedom over bitterness is a game changer. Today, we're diving deep into the power of forgiveness and how letting go of grudges can actually uplift your life. Think of this as a mental detox, a chance to clear out the old baggage and make space for peace and joy. Here are five key takeaways that'll help you on this journey. 1. Forgiveness isn't about them, it's about you. Holding onto anger or resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You're the one who suffers in the end. Forgiveness isn't about saying what they did was okay. It's about releasing yourself from the emotional prison you've built around it. 2. It takes courage, not weakness. Let's be real, forgiveness can feel incredibly hard. It requires vulnerability and a willingness to acknowledge hurt. But facing those difficult emotions head-on is a sign of strength, not weakness. Remember, true strength comes from choosing love over anger, even when it's challenging. 3. It's a process, not a switch. Don't expect to forgive someone overnight. Forgiveness is like peeling away layers of an onion. It takes time and patience. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and allow yourself to heal gradually. Every step forward, even the small ones, are victories. 4. Practice gratitude, even in the midst of pain. Sounds counterintuitive, right? But focusing on what you're grateful for can shift your perspective and help you let go of bitterness. Maybe you're grateful for lessons learned, or for the strength you've gained through adversity. Finding those silver linings can make a world of difference. 5. Set healthy boundaries. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or condoning harmful behavior. It means choosing not to let it control your life. Setting clear boundaries with people who have hurt you is essential for protecting your well-being and ensuring a healthy future. Think about that time when someone really messed up. Maybe they broke a promise or betrayed your trust. You probably felt a whole range of emotions. Anger, sadness, disappointment, maybe even betrayal. And I bet there were times when replaying that moment in your head felt like an endless loop. For me, it was this one time in college. A close friend, let's call her Sarah, spilled some really personal secrets about me to a bunch of other people. It was humiliating and hurtful, and for weeks I couldn't stop thinking about it. Every interaction with Sarah felt awkward, every smile seemed forced, and the trust we had built crumbled before my eyes. I spent so much time stewing in anger and resentment that I almost let it ruin our friendship entirely. But then, something clicked. I realized that holding on to all that bitterness wasn't doing anything good for me. It was just creating more pain and negativity in my life. So I took a deep breath, acknowledged the hurt, and decided to forgive Sarah. It wasn't easy, but letting go of that anger felt like lifting a huge weight off my shoulders. Our friendship didn't magically fix itself overnight, but we were able to move forward with a renewed sense of understanding and respect. And honestly, it was one of the best decisions I ever made. So remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about choosing peace over pain, letting go of the past, and opening yourself up to new possibilities. It's a journey worth taking, even if it feels tough at first. Take a moment right now, close your eyes, and think about someone you need to forgive. Maybe it's a friend, a family member, or even yourself. Visualize yourself letting go of that anger and resentment, feeling lighter and freer with every breath. Remember, Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, not them. Keep practicing those affirmations. I choose peace. I release the past. I am worthy of love and happiness. And remember, every step towards forgiveness is a victory. You've got this. Until next time, keep shining your clean girl energy. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little reminder about the power of letting go.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.